Welcome to the Alter Everything podcast, a podcast about data science and analytics culture. I'm Kaylin Swingle, and I'll be your host today. I'm joined by my friends and colleague, Sean Mistry, Product Manager, Technology Evangelism and Enablement. Can't wait to hear more about that. Out of our London office, and by Dan Hare, who's the founder of Continuum, an Alteryx partner in Jersey. So why don't you guys take a minute to introduce yourself to everybody? Sean, why don't you go first?
Yep, thanks, Kaylin. Hi, Kaylin. Hi, Dan. And hi, everyone who's listening. So my name's Sean Mistry. As Kaylin mentioned, I am now the product manager for evangelism and enablement. I actually joined Alteryx in 2015. And in that time, I've had a few different roles ranging from helping set up client services in EMEA all the way through to being an SE, senior SE, solution architect. And then earlier this year, a team lead for the enterprise SE team. In that kind of journey, obviously, I've obviously worked alongside Kaylin, but also got the great chance to work alongside Dan as well.
Thanks, Sean. Nice to speak to you both and see you at Inspire. And hello to everyone listening to it. Yes, so we've been a partner for 4 years now and are, you know, very enthusiastic Alteryx partners. And we have a fantastic Alteryx community here in Jersey and really excited to be talking to both of you about it because Sean's been in the story the whole way through. So it's been great.
Nice. Yeah, I'm really excited to kind of have a mini reunion with you guys. Last time I think the three of us talked would have been back in 2018 at Inspire Europe with the Grand Prix. And Dan, you were Katrin Erb's pick crew.
I was.
And obviously, you guys were very successful.
And we had the best flag waver, by far the best flag waver I've ever seen.
Yes, Sean was involved.
I'm
he
not
likes to take
lie.
Credit for your hard work.
I'm not going to lie. I was practicing waving. It was one where when Dan mentioned that I think, you know, Katrin was in the final, I kind of jumped at the chance to be on the crew to wave the flag at the end.
So I hear you met Katrin, obviously, a while before the Grand Prix, and I hear it's a good story.
Yeah, quite. That sounds like a chat show, doesn't it? So you've got a funny story. No. I guess it sort of all makes a bit of sense if I sort of go through how I got into Alteryx in the first place. Because I did physics at Imperial College in London, and then that sort of teaches you how to do break problems down step by step, and then kind of went on a long and tortuous journey through Access and SQL and the community there and SQL BI, always moving up as the data volumes got too big for whatever platform I was working on. And then found Warescape, which is a code light data warehouse tool, which incidentally, Steve Hitchman was the product lead for, who is obviously set up Alteryx Australia and then is the owner of MIP. And he told me I should look at Alteryx. And 2015, I went to an event in London organized by Jen Stirrup, which Stu Wilson was doing an Alteryx demo as one of the like 10 people in the UK at that point. And I went up and chatted and got involved in the partnership in 2016. And then I actually had a chance to get some proper training in London. And miraculously, I still learned Alteryx well, given that the session was run by Sean himself. And the and the floor assistant was Dr. Nick Jewell. So it's a bit of a dream team for the whole event there. And as a result of that, I partnered with Alteryx. And my first client was Standard Bank here in Jersey. And the initial use case was like liquidity analysis. It was, you know, hundreds of millions of rows, really quite hardcore data engineering and analysis challenge with aggregations and coming up with daily deltas. And that had broken the SQL environment there, yet we did it in 10 minutes with Alteryx. So that was kind of quite startling to people, but couldn't really get many other people interested in it. And I think that's something that we will be talking about is the difficulty of building community and building adoption from a partner perspective and from, you know, across many organizations. So I was delighted when someone said, oh, by the way, you know, those Alteryx licenses, there's a new woman in finance who's having a go. You know, you might want to go and talk to her. So I was kind of thinking I'd be the superhero and come and, you know, be the big I am and sort of, you know, show off my amazing experience. And there was this girl from Namibia who said, oh, yeah, really enjoying Alteryx. And oh, yeah, I've got a question. And she'd been using it for maybe like 2 weeks. And her question was how to vary the outputs of an iterative batch macro. And I kind of said,
she's just having a go. She's already working on batch macros.
I mean, and that was with no technical, you know, experience other than some Tableau and Excel. And I kind of shuffled off with my tail between my legs, muttering something about having a look up. And that was how I met Catherine Erb. You know, so she's at Cat with a K on the Alteryx community, always at the top of the lists. And that was less than a year ago.
Wow.
Oh, no, less than 2 years ago.
Okay, yeah.
So when she won the Grand Prix in 2018, she'd been using Alteryx for less than a year.
Amazing.
But again, you know, with Standard Bank, you know, Sean was critical in us actually getting in there with the architects. And so, you know, that level of support we've had from Alteryx has been amazing and totally facilitated our story.
Well, yeah. I think everyone who's listening to this, and of course, the three of us really know that community in the specific sense and the broad sense is huge for us here at Alteryx. And we love the passion that you bring to the community, Dan, and people like Kat. You know, like you said today, I really want to get into kind of that process to drive a change in mindset and culture at a company to really move towards analytics. And of course, at Alteryx, we feel like Alteryx equals analytics, but I look forward to hearing with your experience, Dan, you know, where your career's taken you and kind of the role you have in the Alteryx community. I know you're going to have a lot of wisdom for our listeners, and Sean, with your many different roles here specifically at Alteryx and then the work you did before Alteryx, I know you will as well. So let's kind of jump into this and let's give our listeners an alternate take on driving a culture of analytics to what they might have heard on episode 40 with our Chief Data and Analytics Officer, Alan Jacobson, and the Chief Analytics Officer of CBIC in Canada, Terry Hickey. You know, hearing from the people driving this change at the ground level. So from that perspective, let's jump in.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose, you know, thinking back to those days, even like Standard Bank, you know, some of this is actually, first of all, just having that kind of open conversation. I think way back when we sat down with, was it the director or manager of IT?
That's right. Yeah.
And even then it was kind of, you know, some of the questions that, you know, they wanted to know, because it is quite scary sometimes, you know, a new technology coming in, and then you're not quite sure what it's going to do. Obviously, there's certain factors within the business, but some of it is actually to like sit down, take stock, and actually, you know, I suppose get the house in order before actually, you know, making that first step. So some of the questions that I suppose people tend to ask, you know, could be around, you know, the infrastructure, you know, what's required. I think kind of the scary part is sometimes if you actually heard some of the success stories of Alteryx without seeing the technology, you know, you might be led to believe that it's running on, you know, all sorts of, you know, technology that probably, you know, is out of reach for kind of most businesses. And then when you start to kind of peel away the kind of the layers and actually think back, you know, Alteryx is running on, you know, as a platform, on, for the most part, on standard kind of Windows-based technology, you know, things that most IT teams are kind of comfortable with, which means that they're still able to kind of manage and control and govern the way in which they're currently working and actually just slotting Alteryx in place. And then that kind of wraps around, I think, kind of the data worries. You know, sometimes people tend to start getting worried about the data and the data access. And I think, Dan, there's a great tagline from our time in Jersey where, you know, someone from Standard Bank actually stood up and actually, you know, quoted this to say, you know, around the kind of why they liked Alteryx and why, I suppose, the risk involved was kind of kind of a lot less. And Dan, this is a great cue for that great tagline.
Thank God I remembered it, Sean. Thanks for that. They didn't.
We didn't rehearse this, you guys.
No, quite. Yeah, it's becoming apparent we didn't, right, Kaylin? So this is really from the GDPR point of view that really it's quite interesting. Obviously, having an EMEA perspective, that we're very aware of GDPR and we were aware of it a long way ahead, whereas it was kind of a bit of a nasty surprise to North America, who really only got involved later on. And you know, our sponsor, Standard Bank, said that data at rest is data at risk. And you know, we obviously stole that shamelessly and use it since. That the sort of one of the unique things about Alteryx is that it allows you to change the shape of data and bring data together from multiple places without having to persist it. That if you want to persist it, that's your choice. But, you know, both Sean and I come from a traditional data engineering and data programming background. And so we've come from the left to the right, if you know what I mean, whereas most people have come from Tableau. So they've come from the right to the left. And so, you know, Sean and I have explored every other alternative at various times in our careers before alighting on Alteryx. And yeah, that's the real power.
Well, yeah. And I mean, kind of something we talk about, you know, as a manager, we talk about from a people perspective, change management. But what you guys are talking about is, I mean, bringing up GDPR, a huge, massive change in the way that our customers and of course, businesses across EMEA are handling data and have to handle data. And it's exciting to hear how Alteryx is, you know, a part of that puzzle. Now, you kind of started hitting on something that I want to talk about more, which is the different backgrounds of people who are coming into this analytics space through Alteryx or other tools. But how do either of you, I want to hear from both. I know you've had experience in this, but how do you guys approach those potential analytics superstars that may be kind of stuck in the past technologically? I mean, you guys weren't, but tell us about helping people who are.
So as I said, you know, when I sat the demo that Stu gave, you know, I'd heard about Alteryx a year before, but hadn't had time to have a look because I was so busy doing SQL and analysis services, right? Which is the classic excuse that people have for why they haven't had a look at Alteryx yet. They're too busy doing old things. And I remember, and it's really impactful to me, you know, I remember sitting there while Stu Wilson was doing that demo, and he went, it was the classic prep and blend between customers and transactions. And I was watching it, and I just remember sat with my arms crossed in a very defensive posture. And as a very experienced...
I've seen that look before.
Yeah, exactly. And as an expensive and experienced SQL developer, so I was kind of saying as he dropped new tools on, and I don't think Stu would mind me saying that he wouldn't necessarily be the most technically deep person using Alteryx, maybe. But he was clearly able to use it. And as he put the different tools on, I was sitting there going, I can do that. I can do that. I can do that. I think I've done that before. I think I know how I could do that. How the hell did he do that? And it was so quick. It was the, you know, logistic regression demo. And it, the way it took Alteryx from bare bones to a really amazing delivery in like 8 tools was just absolutely mind-blowing. But I remember that I had to have given myself time to be there on a Saturday at the conference. I had to have time free in my mind away from work pressures and no deadlines. And so I appreciate when people just don't feel they can give that time to try something new. But, you know, we know that every single person who's ever used Alteryx on their own data has bought the product because we act as a reseller partner, as a premier partner. So, you know, where our perspective is slightly different from the people that we've had on the podcast before is they're maybe breaking down the barriers at Alaska, you know, these fantastic stories. But once you've done it, you've done it. Whereas we've got like 40 clients. So we have to do it 40 times, which kind of explains why I look so old and tired, I think. But yeah, we've got a great team now of 13. And, you know, we find that once we're working with a client, then the success speaks for itself. But when you've got someone clever like us or like Sean showing them how clever something is, it's almost like the barricades go up. And so it's really about finding internal champions, both in terms of doing the Alteryx and also the ultimate sponsors. That that it's the only possible way you can do it. And even then, it's really hard. But we know we've got the right answer.
That's a great story. It kind of reminds me of, kind of even from my own personal experience, you know, before joining Alteryx, I was at a supercomputer company, and most of the work that we were doing was very kind of high-end analytics. But to get even the data into the right shape or the right format, you had to use kind of code and script in order to do it. And then it got me thinking that there must be an easier, smarter way. So I started searching around, seeing what was out there. And you almost kind of stumbling across Alteryx, you almost think that this is too good to be true. And then even though I'm not a kind of a hardcore coder, just seeing it and seeing actually I'm just dragging and dropping kind of functionality onto a canvas in order to actually solve this, you almost think for a second, it's almost kind of a little bit scary at first, thinking, hang on, should I actually be worried about this? Because am I going to be kind of, you know, left out in the cold if I don't adopt this new technology? And I suppose that's the kind of the fear factor that I suppose some users kind of tend to face when they first kind of like kind of cast their eyes over Alteryx.
You're so right. Kind of speaking of the fear. So I came to Alteryx from a stats background. In school, I had classes that actually taught us how to do statistical modeling using SAS, and not even a new fancy version of it, just raw lines of scripting to build out these different regressions and things we were learning in school. And at my job, they had Alteryx, and we were using it to automate models we were building using just the good old formula tool and some basic apps, really. And I did not like it at first. And I think I was just, I felt like you said, too good to be true. I kind of felt like, oh, this is too easy, except at the time, there was no Alteryx community. So it was a little bit more challenging back then. I won't say how many years ago, but many. And so, yeah, it was scary. And I had a partner at my company who was just helping me, and they kind of joined alongside me and helped bring me into, using Alteryx, really. And without them, I don't know that I would be here today, as they say. So I know both of you have kind of helped users like me, and Sean, sounds like you kind of were like me too at the beginning, but you guys sort of do this at many places at one time. And I know some of our listeners may be trying to get different departments in their company or colleagues, maybe other companies, onto this analytics train, maybe through Alteryx. And I'd like to hear from you, Dan, about kind of how you approach a sort of mass onboarding, maybe not one-to-one like what I got to experience, but where you're really trying to bring a group or multiple groups on at the same time.
So just to clarify, definitely use Alteryx to get on the analytics train, because as I said, you know, my background's writing code or having a big team of consultants writing code, doing big projects, and I've never come across anything like Alteryx for doing this. And I like the way Sean just dropped in when I worked for a supercomputer company. Right?
I wasn't going to inflate his head any further. I was going to let that one go.
Hashtag humble brag, I think we'll put on that one.
Sometimes you just got to
plug
it.
You've got to use what you have, Sean.
If I'm perfectly honest with you, I think it's more like, spinning plates in a way. In terms of, we've got multiple clients, as I said, and we've got multiple, the pipeline would be terrifying if I thought everyone was going to want to change at the same time. But sadly, experience shows that they don't. You know, it's when the company's ready for the change. You know, they've got to have a budget, they've got, or a burning platform, or a real reason why they want to change. Because on the whole, people are kind of, they're not happy, but it is what it is, right? And people can't change until they're ready. And, you know, I lucked out a bit with Catherine, I must say. And, she's been a brilliant champion for us. And, you know, there's been a widespread adoption within that company. It's finding those champions and plugging away. And, you know, you'll find the right person who's ready to support you and to drive that change. I'm just reminded with Sean there, we were, in Jersey. So Sean came over a number of times to Jersey in the early days, as you know, when we did the first user groups. And we started with a user group of, well, I don't know, 10, 15, something like that. We've got over 100 now. And it's, you know, a fantastic community. And that's really the only way I can see how you get force multipliers, is by really encouraging the community, encouraging the user group, getting people to inspire conference. And just, it's that kind of a thing where people can be quite isolated in an organization, where Alteryx has been brought in because something's broken. Yeah, it might be regulatory reporting, it might be finance, it might be marketing, it might be the more traditional dashboarding route. But it's how do you help the organization adopt Alteryx more widely? Because as we know, you can do anything with it. But like Sean said, that's a bit of a turnoff for people who are naturally cynical, of having had people coming around selling magic beans in the past, you know, that didn't turn into a massive beanstalk. So I mean, that's really our point. And, you know, we will, you know, as people who know me, I will talk to them about Alteryx till they either die or buy it. And so one thing that Sean does know is that me and some friends opened a bar in Jersey. We've got a cocktail bar. We crowdfunded it, and great cocktails. And so our initial user groups were actually in the bar upstairs. So everyone could have a beer.
It's the real reason why I go to Jersey so much.
I haven't heard this story, Sean.
Yeah, I mean, the immigration department are looking out for you, because there's a risk of overstaying, I think. But then lots of other people like Adam Bassett, Craig Higgins, Stu Wilson's been to Project 52. You know, we've had a bunch of people who've come over, and just recently Sean and Kelly, and and on the whole, you know, our support from Alteryx has been absolutely amazing as a partner. And you know, we certainly, it puts every other organization I've dealt with in, you know, in the shade, really, you know, in terms of the engagement. Free beer obviously helps, you know. I think I'd always recommend that.
I was kind of hearing a few tips that I wanted our listeners to make sure they took away. There are two tips to a successful user group in a small area. Number one, a very passionate person or multiple people like Kat. And two, host your user groups in a bar.
I can't believe more people don't do it. But, but you know, I remember once Sean and I, there was this poor guy who goes, oh, that sounds interesting. So it was late into the evening outside another bar. And Sean just did an Alteryx.
You're giving people the wrong impression of us now, Dan.
That's true. It was a rare occasion. And so, yeah, Sean just got...
Whiskey and analytics. It's a thing. It's fine.
Exactly right. So Sean got his laptop out and did an Alteryx demo outside a pub in late into the evening. And in a beautiful sort of synchronicity, that client's just bought their first server and adopting it really widely as an agent of transformation throughout the group. And so that, you know, you might think that wouldn't be the most encouraging opportunity for people first to see Alteryx, but it's just finding that gap, that chink in the armor of sort of being too busy and being suspicious, that it's just finding that hook for people, I think.
Because you just think that, you know, even then, you know, as we said, it was late into the evening, but even, you know, passers-by, you know, obviously, you know, Jersey being Jersey, you know, it's a population of, what was the latest number, 106,000?
Yeah,
and you think, you know, there's a few pockets of areas where everyone would usually congregate on a maybe Thursday or Friday, late evening. And just kind of, you know, some of the passers-by that obviously, you know, Dan is Mr. Jersey. And, you know, even the fact that, you know, they were like, oh, Dan, what are you showing there? And, you know, just them peering over and kind of seeing, you know, this new platform technology in action. And then they ask, oh, could we use that? And it's just those kind of, you know, those things that, well, if they're using it, can we not use it? And I suppose some of that kind of, you know, kind of snowballs. But I think the unique thing with Jersey is, and I suppose it's kind of one of the rare places, is that the user group has grown, I think, exponentially. There's nothing quite like it. And I think, Dan, the original one was actually 6 people.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as we kind of grew, you know, that snowball effect, you know, for such a small, you know, island, you know, the best of the Channel Islands, some might say, but it's kind of grown so much in such a short space of time. And you think about the key people, you know, the first early adopters of even just seeing it, and you think, you know, the people maybe, you know, catching wind of Alteryx now, it's actually a lot easier from a, I suppose, a wider community perspective to actually see and hear those success stories. But it's those initial people that are willing to make that first step and actually change the way they're working. I think they're the ones that, you know, way back when they would have been the ones, you know, sitting in the cave thinking, oh, I wonder what's over that horizon. And I think that's the kind of key part. It's making that first step and actually being that pioneer. But now it's obviously a lot easier. Other users can kind of hear the success stories. We obviously have a wide kind of community and user groups across the globe, but also the Alteryx community. And there's so much kind of, you know, sharing of ideas and ways of working. But if you think about those user roles of people or of what they're trying to do, some of those roles probably didn't even exist 10 years ago. So if you think kind of even on that front, how it's kind of moved along and changed.
Yeah, a lot. And that's the as you were saying that, I was reflecting on, you know, when I used to go to, you know, I was very enthusiastic going to SQL, BI conferences, PaaS and things like that. And everyone looked like me with a few notable exceptions. And if you ever see a picture of me, that's not a good thing, right? And so if you then compare that to my first Alteryx Inspire, like 3 years ago, let's say, in London, it was notable that people were smiling and they were younger than me and some different genders to me. And it was a very diverse group. And that's been our experience. You know, we've got, I think at our last count, I think we're up to 15 advanced certified people in Jersey.
Wow. Another humble brag, or maybe just brag, I think. I think that'd be legitimate.
Yeah, there's no humble involved. We're incredibly proud.
No, that's
incredibly
awesome.
Proud. And I think, you know, that's 1% of the global population. And we're really encouraging. We do free certification.
Of Jersey.
Well, Jersey's a population wide. Yeah, very good. Sorry. No, not quite, but not far off. I mean, I guess we're probably, maybe that's our goal, right? But I mean, if you think about, you know, what it's taken to get to there, and we've done it in like 3 years. So we certainly couldn't have done it with Alteryx, but we're really only just started. And I think in some ways that Jersey could be seen as a bit of a, sort of a precursor to what the future data economy is going to look like, that it's data driven and it's hyper connected and real use cases and real wins on people's data will, you know, be shared more widely. And as people grow to realize that this is all for real, then I think the pace of adoption will increase. I really do.
Definitely. So this came up earlier, and just kind of hearing you talk about user groups and Inspire, you know, it's great that you were able to put yourself in those positions, and our customers who get to do those things are very lucky, it turns out, because what I've seen is it actually, as much as I want to talk about from the driver perspective, it takes a leader who supports their employees engaging in these new activities, going to these conferences, taking an afternoon off to go to a user group and staying out late with you people at, you know, demos at the late hours of the night. But I mean, I want to take a second, and for our leaders who are listening, how can they help their people join this culture? What can they do to help them?
I guess give them time and give them a chance. So many times, you know, people say, I know, I'm really going to have a look at Alteryx, but I haven't got time. You know, we find even a morning of training with Alteryx on their machine with their data. You know, people don't trust demo data, right? You know, that always works or it breaks in predictable ways. As soon as people see their own data in that browse tool, they're hooked. And I think it's just give it a go. You know, having a go. And I think there's always a temptation to feel, no, not another tool. We already have to maintain so many. None of them do what they're supposed to do. And, you know, you're worse off than not having tried it. So I would just say, you know, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, but you didn't. And you better get on with it, get digging. And, you know, I think it's really, And the other thing that people say is our data's not ready. We're not ready yet. We can't go yet. You know, we know our data's in a mess. And it's like, well, you just got to start. Start small. And that first filter or formula or imputation or join. And then suddenly you see people's eyes light up and they go, you know, they go, my God, is this really real? But it's hard for them to remember that they were the people that were too busy or, you know, didn't have the motivation to try. I mean, Sean, what do you think?
Yeah, I think some of it comes back to that fear factor, isn't it? I mean, even from a, I suppose, a leader perspective, you know, if the person, you know, in charge of maybe the team or the department, if they can, I suppose, you know, think outside of the box and think, actually, we've been doing it this way for the past few years, you know, where has technology moved? You know, is there other ways of doing this? So, you know, sometimes, you know, at maybe conferences or kind of, you know, online articles or blog posts or, you know, just willing to actually have a look at what else is out there, which then kind of trickles down to their team, you know, someone that can encourage others within the team to kind of think differently and actually encourage people to think differently. You know, we've seen it in a few customers where somebody has maybe mm-hmm. learned Alteryx at one customer, you know, they've then moved to another. And in the past, you know, when you go to a new company, you're kind of met with that, oh, but we've always done it like this. And you come in there with a new way of thinking and they're like, no, step back. We've always done it this way. Why would we change it? But I think, you know, having, you know, people that have gone to other companies now with the Alteryx skills and the knowledge they've learned and the way of working and actually just kind of, you know, changing the way of others are working as well and the way they're thinking, saying, actually, there is another way, but you've got to make that first step. And as a leader, you've got to, I suppose, encourage and empower people to do that, to actually say, okay, maybe for the next hour, why mm-hmm. don't you try and replicate that within Alteryx, that use case you're working on? Why don't you try the exact same step in Alteryx and let's actually evaluate how you got on? And that's the only way. If you start comparing the way you were doing it before and after, rather than just kind of try something on the fly, actually try and do something where, you know, you actually understand the process, you understand your own data, I suppose, you know, that's where I suppose the biggest change is going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a team of 13 now, which is sort of growing really well. We've got a great team and that's how we do it. We call mm-hmm. it backseat driving, that we encourage, you know, help the person get Alteryx installed and licensed and then help them use Alteryx on a known process where they would normally be doing it in like pivot tables and VLOOKUPs or SQL joins or whatever. And it's exactly as Sean says, that as people take it through the process, they kind of can't quite believe that they're doing what they're doing when they know what it's like to have to copy and paste from multiple tabs and pivot tables and linked spreadsheets and, you know, and why it doesn't add up. You know, I think that's a really good point that Sean makes, you know, that that's by far the best way for people to try Alteryx. And I would say, what have you got to lose? You know, a free trial. If you don't like it, yeah, don't buy it. But you will.
I think, too, if I were to add, and when I've talked to leaders and when I've worked with my own team, I think an intimidating prospect when you're kind of, especially if you're on the cusp of doing analytics and you're using Alteryx to do it, is you don't necessarily have to look backward or redo something that you've completed in the past or try to like totally reimagine a project that's done and over with. So you can look towards the future. What's a question you asked before that you could not answer or that you didn't have time to look into or answer? And so I've always encouraged both leaders and the people trying to drive the change, find a new question and start from scratch. That way at the end, you'll have something new that you didn't have before. And like you said, Dan, by the time they're even halfway through their first use case of their own, it's, you know, really hard to pull them back at that point. But that's always worked for me.
Yeah, good point.
Well, so another thing that I want to get to is our community picks. I'll be honest, I've been kind of holding back some input because everything I want to add is kind of pushing people towards different things. We've brought up Inspire and the Grand Prix. but I kind of want to kick off our community picks as kind of a next step for our listeners. How can they take the first step or the next step in their analytics journey? And for me, I'm going to say certification, Alteryx certification specifically through our community. I had a new hire on my team recently, came from outside of the Alteryx world. He's helping me with support operations. And, you know, surprise, surprise, we use Alteryx to do all of our analytics on our own data. And he just became core certified, and it was a really challenging process for him, but I think really exciting. And I think he is, you know, as motivated as he's ever been to dig in to the projects that I've thought of and new ones, because he has this accomplishment under his belt. He has that confidence. And of course, in achieving that, he has already done some pretty cool analytics. So my community pick is Alteryx certification.
Great. I completely chime with that. That's a great choice, Kaylin. You know, we encourage people to sit core certification, even when they're nowhere near where they think they need to be in order to do it, because you learn what you don't know. It's free. You've got another week until the next time. And, you know, it's a brilliant, you know, everyone's so nervous of doing it. That's why we run certification evenings, to encourage people to give it a go. No one's going to know what you got, but pretty soon it's pretty addictive. And, you know, people who've got advanced never would have thought of themselves as holding an advanced certification. I would say from a personal point of view, I flamed out so badly when I sat expert in Nashville that I'm blaming pressure of work for the fact I'm not resitting it until next year in New Orleans.
So Dan, you'd be pleased to know that as of yesterday on the community, they've made a posting now about unlocking the expert exam. So a few kind of key pointers on kind of what to expect, some things to know before the exam, and a few kind of little tidbits. So it's definitely worth, if you want that expert certification, you definitely got to have a read on the community.
Or maybe have a head transplant with you,
Sean. it's just as long as it's not late into the evening, then it'll be good.
That's true. No, I mean, there are a couple of things I wanted to mention. The user groups talked about earlier, both from a geographic perspective, which is kind of obvious. There's also obviously all the business area user groups, but you know, we've got clients now which have internal user groups that we support and that are supported by Lauren and the team and Maddie. Great resources, such that you know, we've got users across, you know, 20 users across all different departments in our government, across police and education and health, care of the child, treasury, hospital, HR. So they can sit down and share Alteryx experiences while sharing actual data with each other, where, you know, when they come to the wider user group, they can't share that information. And that limits the actual amount of collaboration that they can do. So I'd really encourage people to set up their own user groups within their organizations. Obviously, the community. The other couple of things I just wanted to mention is Alteryx for Good, which is obviously the most amazing resource and initiative by Alteryx. Here in Jersey, we sponsor 4 charities now.
Wow.
In order to provide them with free licenses. And we've got, you know, 100-odd people now. So really our challenge is to mobilize as many people as possible to go and help as many charities as possible. And we would like to have no upper limit on the number of charities that we help. I think that would be, yeah, it's fun for everybody, and it's really incredibly valuable compared to, you know, doing commercial work. And the last thing I wanted to say was podcasts. So 2 speakers that we've had at Inspire were Malcolm Gladwell in Nashville. So his Revisionist History's been called out a couple of times. His brilliant data-based revisiting of past events. A guy called Tim Harford. So I guess we'll put links in the description, which is a BBC World Service, 50 Things That Made the Modern Economy. They're just 10-minute episodes. The spreadsheet one is brilliant. And yeah, finally, obviously, Alter Everything, you know, the podcast that hopefully someone's listening to when this is out in the wild. And particularly Sean's colleague, Dr. Nick Jewell's episode, I think it's like 25 or something, Pythagorean Expectations, is an absolute brilliant piece of work. And I'd just like to thank you, Kaylin and Maddie, for putting this together. I think it's a brilliant resource and I'm thoroughly addicted to them.
That's great. And then my last few were, first of all, the kind of online community training videos. You know, for those of you listening that are, you know, really kind of, you know, dipping your toe in the water and it's the first kind of, you know, time you're kind of coming across this, you know, definitely start with some of the videos. You know, they really do teach you the basics. Again, we mentioned the kind of the expert exam. There is a new posting as of kind of this week that's out there now. But also a new theme that seems to be, you know, coming up more and more, and it's great to see, is obviously we talk about, you know, kind of advanced analytics and obviously people using more advanced functionality within Alteryx. What's been great to see is a lot of people really kind of get stuck in and not be fearful of kind of some of the developer set of capabilities within Alteryx. And actually, what's been really interesting is the users that are actually posting or saying that they've found kind of some unique ways of working with data within Alteryx, leveraging things like Python, is because some of the users don't come from coding backgrounds. And by using Alteryx, they've actually kind of found a way in which they can kind of use code without actually being coders. And actually, they're now actually experimenting and trying kind of weird and wonderful ways to kind of solve some of their kind of analytical challenges. The final one from my side is obviously around kind of women of analytics. Obviously, kind of, you know, Alteryx is kind of going into great strides through kind of obviously kind of Libby, our kind of chief, was it customer success? Customer officer, yeah, and she's doing kind of great things with a few different panels. So if you do get a chance to kind of go on the community, have a look at kind of the Women of Analytics Spotlight, it's actually a great read as well.
Awesome. Well, it has been a blast talking to you guys. I look forward to seeing you soon in person and certainly in New Orleans when you're sitting for the expert exam again, Dan. And since I'm hosting, I get to have the final word here. And that is the Grand Prix, the ultimate community pick. For those listening, there are recordings of the Grand Prix competition that takes place at Inspire across the globe. And, you know, that's how the three of us, you know, are connected. We've talked about Kat, we've mentioned it. But if you are deep into your analytics journey, if you're new to it, I personally think it's the pinnacle of a live analytics competition, and it's super exciting. And you'll be able to follow that online and get really excited about what we're all doing here in this space and here at Alteryx. So thank you two so much for joining, and thanks everybody for listening.